recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on The Tim Ridley Show.
Yes, it is Retention Attention with our recruiting and retention expert, Jackie McManus. Our number is 615-292-6366. If you'd like to talk to Jackie, she's going to throw that question out or those questions out in just a little bit. But first, Jackie, good morning to you, and how are you?
Tim, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great myself. Good to be connected with you. I know last time we had a little bit of some difficulties, but we got you now. You're locked in, and certainly great to have you as always.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to be on this morning and really grateful. How are you holding up down there?
We're holding up well down here. We've started opening up some of the shops and restaurants and barbershops and things like that. So we're cautiously moving along, and people are gradually getting back out to on some type of normalcy now. But it's a little bit different there where you are, isn't it, in New York City?
Yeah, it's a little different. I think it's going to be on pause for a couple more weeks for us. But you know what? I think we're starting to see the silver lining. And I think this is going to be our new type of normal. So as long as we're staying positive and healthy and just taking the precautions, we should hopefully see the end of this pretty soon.
Yeah. It's going to change life from what we once knew it. I think we're going to always be cautious but it's going to be a different life. But at the same time, you know, we adapt and adjust. You know, we are resilient, and so mm-hmm. we will be able to keep that, like you mentioned, a positive attitude and to go on and get things done that we need to get done. And speaking of which, you want to thank some folks this morning.
I do. And speaking of just being resilient, our industry as a whole, we're champions, and we're persevering through this whole pandemic, before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and we will persevere after the pandemic.
Absolutely.
And I just want to thank all the professional truck drivers that are on the front lines, and they've been on the front lines, that are the true backbone of this economy. So we were inspired to launch a social media campaign called #FifthWheelHeroes. And we really were inspired by hearing all the truck driver stories that are out there delivering the essential goods that's keeping America running. And through this campaign, we are recognizing drivers and the faces of drivers, and we want the communities to hear the stories of the truckers. We want to know exactly, what are you hauling? Who are you as a human? Are you a brother, a father, a sister, a motivational speaker? And, what got you into the industry? And really put a face to every professional truck driver's story out there. So if any drivers are interested in becoming a #FifthWheelHero, you just go to fifthwheelheroes.com and submit your information. I know we actually, last time we were on the show, we actually received a couple of drivers that are frequent listeners, and they were featured on our campaign. So it really is taking off, and it's really exciting because we just want to share the stories of the drivers and what they're doing to, you know, the American community.
That's absolutely great, and it's good to be able to, and I like the way you put it, Jackie. You know, are you a brother, or are you, you know, your sister, mm-hmm. or mother, or father, you know, and so often, and I think people are realizing now, I know that most people are realizing now how important truck drivers are, but before, you know, I don't even think they attached an identity to a driver, whether that driver was a father or mother or brother or sister or whatever. It was just that person driving that big piece of machinery that's in my way, you know. Move out of my way. I need this space right here.
and I
like the way you know what you're doing, becoming a fifth wheel hero. And they are, our drivers are our heroes, aren't they?
They really, really are, and that's the whole goal of the campaign. You and I know, because I mean, you've been in the industry for so long, and you know, me being 10, 15 years in the industry, we've known the impact of truck drivers and how essential they are to moving the economy. But the rest of America, that they really just don't know, and that's always kind of been stirring and bothering us, because truck drivers are always moving the essential products, and they are the true road heroes. And so now that there is an outpouring of support towards truck drivers through the media, which is fantastic, mm-hmm. we want this to not only continue during the pandemic, but also after the pandemic, because there is going to be an after, post-pandemic. And we want to continuously feature drivers that are out there and tell their story. And it's really amazing. We're hearing from drivers that have been out on the road for, 5, 6, 7 weeks. They haven't seen their wives. They haven't seen their children. And those are really important stories to highlight and to really spread the word.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Our number is 615-292-6366. And also, we want to know why you're staying with the company you're with, and what drew you to that company, and why are you there? What are they doing to keep you there? Have you found that the turnover rate has dropped over the past few months, Jackie?
Yeah, there definitely has been a lower turnover rate, and it really is incredible, and that's why I really would love to hear from drivers exactly what trucking companies are doing to retain them right now. There have been massive layoffs for some truckers, but there's also been massive hires for some other trucking companies. And so I really would love to hear from drivers what companies are doing in the midst of COVID-19 to retain the drivers specifically. I know with some of our clients, they are doing a lot of, they're obviously increasing their safety measures, but more importantly, they're providing more human interaction with the drivers, calling the drivers more, asking them how they're doing. And it really is great to see, on our end at least, that the community is coming together, and it seems that trucking companies are actually really trying to appreciate their drivers a little bit more mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, yeah. And because people are realizing that truck drivers are doing the same thing that they've always done. They are frontline workers.
Exactly.
They are essential workers. They get the things to the places where they need to go for us, whether it's the mm-hmm. pharmacy, the hospitals, whether it's the grocery stores, or, filling up the fuel tanks and everything in between, building materials, everything in between. They're doing the same thing, but thankfully people are noticing that. We're going to pull over and take us a break, and then we'll head back and go to the phone lines. And Jackie, you always bring a lot of drivers that want to talk to you, so today is no different. So we're looking forward to talking to each and every one of you, those of you who are in the queue or waiting to speak with Jackie.
Back to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
All right, Jackie, are you ready to head to the phone lines?
Let's hit it.
All right. Chris is with us in Missouri. Chris, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Tim and Jackie. I'm glad to hear you guys on here. And you know what, Jackie? I have a company that is probably one of the best. First of all, I get hourly pay, which is really good. I'm on the north side of 5 digits. I'm headed for 6 digits.
Wow. Congrats.
They keep me rolling.
Awesome.
I average somewhere around 130,000 a year in miles. I don't stop. I keep rolling.
Wow.
They have.
Wow.
I don't take advantage of the benefits package that they have, but they have a pretty good benefits package. I'm a veteran, so I don't really need their package.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you honestly, when I came over to this company, I was skeptical at first. Because I didn't hear a lot of, positive or negative either way. But once I got going, I got to meet my dispatchers, and I have a team. you know, there's a team of dispatchers, and all of them, they talk to me like I'm a person, not a number.
Isn't that amazing?
It makes a whole lot of difference all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Chris, can I ask you what size? How many drivers or drivers does this company have?
We have approximately 1,200 or 1,500 trucks nationwide.
Okay.
We've got like five terminals, I think it is. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, it's not a small fly-by-night company. We've been in business for a very long time. We've got a Fortune 100 company as a major contract. You know, so as a matter of fact, I'm on the door right now waiting to get loaded for that contract. You know, I haul all over the Midwest. I go out to Montana. I mean, you know, I'm rolling constantly. So I have nothing but good to say about this company. I'm planning on
being here for
a very long time.
Yeah. How long have you been with them thus far?
2.5 years.
Fantastic.
And I came over
from a mega carrier.
Well, I'm 60, so yeah, retirement's probably in my future for being here. But I came over from a mega carrier, and the mega carriers, I mean, some of them have a really good relationship with their dispatch, but my experience was not positive with the mega carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy where I'm at. I'm planning on staying.
That's fantastic. That's really good to hear. And it seems like, you know, a lot of folks sometimes get their, you know, experience from the mega carriers, and then they end up with companies like yours that are really just treating the drivers really well, and they're looking for a long-term retention and retirement with the drivers.
Absolutely. And I would definitely love to give my two cents on your tribute to truck drivers. But I don't call essential goods most of the time.
That's okay. We still would love to hear your story. So if you just go to fifthwheelheroes.com, I'll make sure to look out for you.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks a lot, Jackie.
Okay.
You guys have a great day.
Sounds great, Chris.
Chris, thank you.
You
have a great day as well, brother. Be safe out there.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Lost Boy in Missouri. Lost Boy, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
I've been with my company. I just celebrated 5 years last week, May 6th.
Congratulations.
My company. Thank you. And, you know, one of the reasons I've been around here with them so long, transparency. I mean, they give us updates, especially through this whole COVID. You know, they give us the load breakdowns, how many loads were short, how many loads, you know, were on par with, so forth. They try not to hide anything from the drivers. That's one thing that the owners try to put out, the daily videos, weekly town hall meetings at some points. You know, we're having them every weekend on the internet, right? Town hall meetings, keeping us informed. Every department's involved. Just plus the quarterly bonuses they give us. You know, every quarter you get a bonus if you do your job well, and you don't hit nothing, you get a bonus. The pay, you know, the pay is good. Sometimes we think it could be better, but then you got to look at it from the company's perspective. But you got, you know, sometimes you look at it from the company's perspective and say, well, you know, they're paying this, they're paying that. We get paid this. So, you know, it tends to work out in the wash, you know.
Right, right.
But mainly it's just the transparency that they show, you know. Every year, I haven't seen it fade away. They try to keep us up to date on everything. And
that's
as
great.
A driver, that's important.
I mean, transparency is absolutely key. Lost Boy, you mentioned that they send out daily videos. What are those videos? What do they talk about in those videos?
Oh, well, he's always giving us updates. Again, the transparency, the accidents, you know, what it's costing on accidents and also, COVID updates. Lately has been a lot of this COVID-19 updates. And letting us know if we've had any drivers infected and, you know, hey, keep them in your thoughts, you know, so forth. And just information, basically. Mainly it's just the accidents, you know, so drivers get a feel as to, you can't get a raise if we keep hitting stuff, you know? If it's costing the company so much right. money, how are you going to get a raise, you know? So it's basically the transparency as to, okay, here's what's going on, so, you know, let's work on this, you know?
I love that. I actually haven't heard of many companies doing that. That's fantastic, that daily video they send out.
And that's from the owner, you know. He's doing it. It's not someone that he sits out from the office. No, it's not. The owner sits there and does his videos.
I love that. Yeah.
Yep. And he'll do it from the front of his fireplace, you know. So it's
great.
It's something that, you know,
that's
he does
unheard
it,
of.
You know, when he gets home. So he spends all day at the office when the office is open, you know, because right now everybody's been working from home, mandatory. Everybody's working from home. And that's another thing. 8 weeks, everybody's working from home. And sometimes, you know, the internet signal for some people, the phone calls are a little touch and go. But for the most part, you never could tell if they were at home.
That's great. Lastly, just one more question. How many, drivers does your company have? Just curious.
About 1,800.
Roughly 1,800. Yep. So, okay. That's fantastic.
Those are the reasons here.
That's great. Thank you so much for calling in. That's definitely unheard of.
Absolutely. Sounds like they know how to do things right. You know, Ken, that's what I call communication right there. Lost Boy, thank you so much for your call, brother. We appreciate you. Be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Nebraska, and Johnny is with us. Johnny, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Good morning,
thanks.
Johnny. Great.
Pretty much, I mean, I'm just ready for this COVID thing to get over with so I can actually sit down and have a good hot meal.
Something that we took for granted before, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Another thing people take for granted, honestly, they still do with still seeing a lot of cars out on the roads and everything, because I run 80, 70, 40, 10, pretty much coast to coast. Like, I'm coming from Washington State going down to Florida right now. And they just keep me running. I love it. Like, I'm 25 years old. I just got into the trucking industry after getting out of the Marine Corps. And they, I started with one of the big major carriers, got my CDL through them, and just right now I'm going through a lease operator and then going to go pretty much work my way up to run my own truck. And this company I'm with now, they just, like, my wife, I had to get off the road for about 3 months. My wife got really sick. She was on my truck with me. She had 4 seizures and a heart failure. And not just dispatch called me checking up on us, but they literally came to the hospital to check on us. And
is that
on top
right?
of that, the owner themselves literally called me and was checking up on me. Like, the owners, we got about 1,000 trucks in our at this company, and they treat us like a person. They let us run the truck how we want to run it. They just give us a load and say, here's your load. They give us a fuel route. We don't exactly have to follow it. They're like, you're buying the truck, so you make your own decisions. Mm-hmm. And pretty much one thing I really haven't quite noticed is listen to the media and everything, people talking about these essential workers, but I probably hear people talk about truckers probably once or twice a week. Like, a lot of people still don't realize how important it is for truckers to be out here and keep the economy rolling. And
I agree.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay. I just love how being out on the road, it literally keeps my mind clear, and I just love what I do, and I can definitely see myself retiring with trucking, and I already got my 401k set up. Like, I took advantage of their benefits package, which I would suggest every driver to do. Yeah, it will cost money, but in the long run, it will save you a lot of time and money on top of that, going to doctors and vision and everything like that. It just pretty much just keep your family in mind, because with some of these trucking companies, they probably got one of the best insurance companies out here.
That's great. I love that you love being out there, and it's kind of a form of meditation to be out there and clear your head and travel to new places. So that's fantastic. And it seems like you have a great company, especially just kind of getting into it.
And Johnny, let me ask you this. How's your wife doing, by the way?
Oh, she's mm-hmm. doing a lot better. We pretty much had that long discussion about different routes I could take, because second I started driving, I fell in love with it, and I can definitely see myself doing this for the rest of my life. And she's actually really happy. She doesn't like me gone away from home, but at the same time, she knows why I do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I enjoy doing it to help other people and keep the economy rolling. And my dream was always to run my own business, and that's slowly coming into play, because I'm going to be getting myself a new truck next month.
Well, congratulations to you, Johnny. And thank you so much for all you do, brother. And thank you for your service
to
the United States, my friend. You be safe out there.
One more thing I would say. I just want to thank all the other veterans out there that are out here on the road. Not only they were away from home a lot as military personnel, but they're also away from home a lot as a truck driver. But I just want to thank them for their service and their time out here.
Absolutely. And we thank you as well.
Great.
You take care. Have a fantastic ride, Johnny. Thank you, man. And, Jackie, before we part the airways, we have about a minute left. How about giving that website out again for the Fifth Wheel
Absolutely.
Heroes?
Absolutely. It's fifthwheelheroes.com.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you, Jackie. Look forward to talking to you next time around. And thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you so much, Dan. Talk to you soon.
All right. Stay well.